It seems ever more problematic in trying to find funding for projects. And so when an event comes along for community groups and voluntary organisations to network, that is welcomed. And so one is being held on Tuesday, the 24th of November in Redruth. And you have to contact the organisers at pcdt.org to find out the full details. But we've been speaking to Greyburn Owen about what is being laid on at this location in Redruth for people hoping to raise the money to be able to set up CICs, new charity concerns, or build on projects using Big Lottery, CETA, Lloyds Bank Foundation, and Cornwall Community Foundation cash.
Community and voluntary groups that first start up often need help and some sort of guidance through the minefield of setting themselves up in a legal and straightforward manner. And sometimes they need funding. So it's not always easy to approach individually these groups to the different funders. So we bring the funders together probably two or three times a year if we can, if we've got the money to do it. And we are doing this in Redruth this time, because I think the last time we did it was last year in Marazion. And it seems Redruth's turn, and the groups in Redruth have all been notified, voluntary and community groups, that we're doing it, and we will have a hall full of people to meet funders that will be coming from all over the southwest to talk to them about what funding is available, how they can get themselves ready for funding, be investment ready, and talk to them on a one-to-one basis. The whole event takes place in Redruth on the 24th, Tuesday, goes from about 10 o'clock in the morning till 3.
Okay, so give me some good news case studies. The sort of things that you've already done, you've seen projects be successful. It's not impossible, is it?
No. One of the case studies I remember from a year or so ago was a group of visually impaired bowlers, indoor bowlers, who found themselves short of money for transport and short of money for the venues they met at every week. And we put them in touch with Cornwall Community Foundation, who is a group that will be at our event, and they in turn suggested one of the many funding organisations that are just for Cornwall that they administer, and they suggested the Clare Milne Fund to this group, and they applied, they got some money, and they're, you know, thriving now. And for some of these people who have visual impairment, it's the one reason they have for doing something really interesting each week.
And the thing is that people think there's not a lot of money around, where I suppose if you know where to look and who to speak to, there is a chance to fund certain projects.
I think that's correct. It is harder to get, it is more competitive, and there is less money around and probably more people looking for it. But if you get yourself in the right frame of mind and you're running your group correctly, because the funders do want, you know, they want to make sure that the money is going to be used well, and it is going to be used by a group that are running themselves in a proper way. That's what we're there for, PCDT. Do go through sort of checklists of a health checklist of how to run your organisation, which helps you get straight to the front door of some of these funders.
Greyburn Owen there speaking to me. And if you want to confirm your place, you've got to complete a booking form on the website www.pcdt.org, and you will find that on the homepage.